Lively Stones Meditations, Tuesday, 30th November, 2021. But you said, John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. The song displayed on our YouTube offering today is the inspiration for today's meditation. For whatever reason, I was profoundly moved by the words in this song when I first heard it sung recently. And the point that impressed so deeply came after two verses revealing the uncertainty of our existence, when three words turn chaos into order, doubt into knowing, and calamitous wandering into comfort and security. But you said, this world is broken, a ship with no anchor, sailing through space always uncharted waters. Yet we seem to know where we want to go, but we don't know why we're here. Millions get lost on their own little journey. Some only stay for a few passing moments. And the only thing that we know for sure is someday our journey ends. But you said you are the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in you shall never die. And you said that by your word and power, even though we die, we'll live forevermore. And I believe in you. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life everlasting. You are the light. You are the word. You are the Son of the Father. Written by Robin Mark and Andrew McCann, 2011. As I thought about the words of the song, I was taken to the beginning of John 14 and let not your heart be troubled, the reality that gives the power to but you said, when we choose to turn again to him. It is simplicity itself to wander off on our own way, but so hard to get back to where we belong. We need to be anchored firmly where we can see the lighthouse and avoid the rocks. We cannot do it, only he can. So our part is to regularly bring to mind, but you said, Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A Holy Condition, Oswald Chambers on Peace, Life in the Spirit. The devil is the adversary of God in the rule of man, and Satan is his representative. Because a thing is satanic does not mean it is abominable and immoral. As our Lord said, that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. Satan rules this world under the inspiration of the devil, and men are peaceful when a strong man armed keeps his palace. His goods are in peace. There is no breaking out into sin and wrongdoing. One of the most cunning travesties is to represent Satan as the instigator of external sins. The satanically managed man is moral, upright, proud, and individual, He is absolutely self-governed and has no need of God. From Baffled to Fight Better. Meditate on these things. John chapter 15, verse 26 in the King James Version. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.